弟兄们平安。
Peace to brothers and sisters。
我们今天分享的经文是在彼得前书第二章的十三节到第三章的第七节。
Today I want to share with you 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 13.
To chapter 3.
To chapter 3 verse 7.
Yes. 我们一起来读一读好不好？
And let's read it together.
我们一起来读一读。然后或者英文或者中文，我们一起来。你们为主的缘故，要顺服人的一切制度，或是在上的君王，或是君王所派罚恶赏善的臣宰，因为神的旨意原是要你们行善，可以堵住那糊涂无知人的口。你们虽是自由的，却不可借着自由遮盖罪恶毒，总要做神的仆人，务要尊敬众人，亲爱教宗的弟兄，敬畏神，尊敬君王。你们做仆人的，凡事要存敬畏的心顺服主人，不但顺服那善良温和的，就是那乖僻的也要顺服。倘若人为叫良心对得住神，就忍受冤屈的苦楚，这是可喜爱的。你们若因犯罪受责打，能忍耐，有什么可夸的呢？但你们若因行善受苦，能忍耐，这在神看是可喜爱的。你们蒙召原是为此，因基督也为你们受过苦，给你们留下榜样，叫你们跟随他的脚踪行。他并没有犯罪，口里也没有诡诈，他被骂不还口，受害不说威吓的话，只将自己交托那按公义审判人的主。他被挂在木头上，亲身担当了我们的罪，使我们既然在罪上死，就得以在义上活。因他受的鞭伤，你们便得了医治。你们从前好像迷路的羊，如今却归到你们灵魂的牧人监督了。你们做妻子的要顺服自己的丈夫，这样若有不信从道理的丈夫，他们虽然不听道，也可以因妻子的品行被感化过来。这正是因看见你们有贞洁的品行和敬畏的心。你们不要以外面的辫头发、戴金饰、穿美衣为装饰，只要以里面存着长久温柔安静的心为装饰，这在神面前是极宝贵的。因为古时仰赖神的圣洁妇人，正是以此为装饰，顺服自己的丈夫，就如撒拉听从亚伯拉罕称他为主。你们若行善，不因恐吓而害怕，便是撒拉的女儿了。你们做丈夫的也要按情理和妻子同住，因他比你软弱，与你一同承受生命之恩的，所以要敬重他，这样便叫你们的祷告没有阻碍。好，我们有点祷告。
Let's have more prayer.
主，我们何等的感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
在这个荣耀的早晨，你再一次召集我们聚集在你的脚前。
In this gracious morning, you call us together.
你把饼和杯再次赐给我们。
You give us the bread and cup again.
让我们再次回到你的面前来纪念你。
So that we can remember you again.
每当我们纪念你的时候，我们知道你在天上也纪念我们。
Every time we remember you, we know that you are remembering us.
因为你爱我们。
Because you love us.
你天天在父的面前替我们代求。
And every day you intercede for us before the Heavenly Father.
巴望我们可以行在你的旨意的里面。
So that we can walk in your will.
主，我们再次感谢你。
And we thank you again.
你把这宝贵的话赐给我们。
You give us this precious word.
这是话里面确确实实是有你的灵和生命。
And the word contains your spirit and your life.
但愿你今天给我们一点恩典。
And please give us grace today.
让我们听的和讲的一同进入这话语的实际里。
So that the one who speak and listen can enter into your word.
让我们明白你的心肠。
So that we understand your heart.
好，把我们全然归给你。
So that we can submit ourselves to you.
主，我们谢谢你。
We thank you.
求你听我们的祷告，是奉主耶稣基督宝贵的名。
May you hear our prayers in Christ Jesus' name.
Amen. 最近常常在主面前思想一个问题。
So I have this meditation before the Lord recently.
是什么问题呢?
What is this question?
就是在我们得救了之后。
That is after we are saved.
主向我们所要的一个最重要的品格是什么呢?
What is the thing, most important thing that Lord wants from us?
那我们家女儿今年高中毕业哈。
My daughter graduated from high school this year.
马上就要离开我们去上大学了。
She's going to college soon.
所以我特别想知道这个问题的答案。
So I wanted to find the question quickly.
好像好给她讲，好好的讲一讲。
So that I can communicate with her.
盼望以后她自己独立生活的时候，可以常常思想这件事情。
So that she can also meditate the same thing while she is being independent.
最近读出埃及记，好像有点体会。
And recently I was reading the book of Exodus, and I had this feeling.
出埃及记一共40章。
There are 40 chapters in the book of Exodus.
我们的心到了后面几章才比较欢喜快乐。
And, our hearts were relieved in the later part of the chapters.
到了35章的时候我们看见什么呢?
When it comes to chapter 35, what do we see?
我们看见以色列人在神的大能的带领之下。
We see that the Israelites was under the power of God's guidance.
在他的百般的恩典之中。
With many, many grace.
以色列人终于被预备好了。
And the Israelites were finally ready.
可以一同开工来建造会幕。
That they can all get together to build the tabernacle.
那我们知道会幕就是今天的教会。
And we know that tabernacle in the past is the same as church nowadays.
这个时候以色列人所表现出来的有两样的品格在神看起来是极为喜悦的。
So there are two characters revealed through the Israelites that please God.
第一个
First,
就是他们甘心乐意的奉献。
That they are willingly to offer.
弟兄姐妹这个是很宝贵的。
Brothers and sisters, this is a precious thing.
我们生来是没有奉献的心的。
When we were born, we don't want to offer.
我们做小孩子的时候我们不懂得奉献。
When we were little as a child, we don't know what is offer.
当我们慢慢成长的时候
As we grow up,
你看一个孩子长大的一个标志是什么呢?
As you grow up, you see a child, what is the change?
他就懂得为了别人的好处奉献。
And they start knowing how to give up for others.
奉献自己的时间。
To give up their own time.
奉献自己的能力。
To give their own, energy.
以色列人第一样品格表现出来的就是奉献的心。
And the first characters revealed through the Israelites is offering.
没有奉献就没有建造。
If there is no offering, there is no construction.
今天教会是如此。
And it's the same for church nowadays.
我们的家也是如此。
It's the same for our home.
那我们这个人在主里面的生命也是如此。
And it's the same for our life in God.
有奉献的心很重要。
It's important to have the heart of offering.
但是有奉献的心难不难呢?
But is it difficult to have this offering heart?
相比之下难不难?
Do you think it's hard to have one?
当我们每一个人蒙恩得救了之后
Everyone after you are saved by mercy
我们就真的很愿意奉献
We are willing to offer
尤其在教会当中
Especially in church
我们看见很多弟兄姐妹信主了之后非常热心地奉献自己的时间和金钱来服侍教会
We see many brothers and sisters offer up their time and energy and money
但是
But
只是有奉献的心够不够呢
But only the offering heart, is that enough?
那是远远不够的。
That is far from enough.
以色列人表现出来的第二个品格那就很难得也就更宝贵了。
So the second character revealed through the Israelites is very precious too.
这个品格就是顺服。
And that is obedience.
在后面这几章的出埃及记里面
So in the later chapters of Book of Exodus,
我大约的数了一数哈。
I was counting a little bit.
摩西一直重复的在说一句话。
Moses continuously repeatedly saying the same thing.
大约有十八次之多。
Maybe about 18 times.
讲什么话呢?
What did he say?
都是照耶和华所吩咐的。
He said, according to the order of Jehovah.
建造会幕。
To build the tabernacle.
建造会幕里面的各样的物件。
To build every single items inside the tabernacle.
都是照耶和华所吩咐的。
Was according to the order of Jehovah.
弟兄姐妹们
brothers and sisters.
这是以色列人在旷野里面把会幕建造成功的一个更重要的品格。
This is the most important characters for the Israelites to successfully build this tabernacle.
如果不是照着耶和华所吩咐的建造，
if they were not building according to the Lord's order,
那是不能成功的。
It would not succeed.
今天我们要分享的这段经文，
So today we want to share this passage.
彼得就讲到顺服这件事情。
Peter mentioned about obedience.
经文比较多哈。
There are, the passage is pretty long.
我们不太能够很仔细的思想。
We might not be able to detailly meditate about these passages.
但是我想至少我们可以分享三个重点。
But I think I have three points to share with you.
那第一个。
The first.
第二章的13节到17节。
Chapter 2, verse 13 to 17.
我们似乎是看见彼得在启示什么呢？
What did we see from what Peter wanted to show us?
他是在告诉我们顺服就是神向我们所要。
He is telling us that obedience is what God wants from us.
这是第一个很重要的重点。
This is the first important point.
第二个部分是18节到25节。
The second point is from 18 to 25.
这是彼得告诉我们什么是顺服的真正的样式。
And this is what Peter is showing us, that what is the sample of being obedient?
似乎神心意中的顺服和我们所想象的顺服还有点不太一样。
So the obedience in God's eye and in our eyes may be different.
这是第二个重点，真正顺服的样式。
And this is the second important point, that what is the exact sample of being obedient?
第三个段落是第三章的第一节到第七节。
The third point is chapter 3, verse 1 to 7.
这是我想分享一个重点，操练我们的顺服呢，要从我们的家里开始。
And this is what I want to say, that to train our obedience, start from our home.
好，我们先来看第一个重点。
So let's look at the first point.
第二章的第十三节到第十七节。
Chapter 2, verse 13 to 17.
顺服是神向我们所要。
Obedience is what God wants from us.
13节14节，你们为主的缘故要顺服人的一切制度，或是在上的君王，或是君王所派罚恶赏善的臣长。
13, submit yourself for the Lord's sake to every authority instituted among men, whether to the king as the supreme authority or to governor who are sent by him to punish those who do wrong and to commend those who do right.
我们知道当时说彼得说这个话的一些背景。
So you have to understand the background when Peter said this.
当时罗马的皇帝啊，尼禄啊。
So at that time, Nero, the king of Rome.
他是著名的暴君。
He is a cruel king.
他正在发起对整个基督徒的迫害。
He was persecuting all Christians.
真的，一讲到顺服这个事情哈。
Really, once you talk about obedience.
别说是那个时候啊。
Not to say at that period of time.
就是现在，我们都立即觉得这个事情真的不容易。
Even at our time now, it's difficult to do.
而且彼得在这里说什么呢？
And what did Peter say too?
他说呢，要顺服呢，要顺服人的制度。
And he said you have to obey the human authority.
要顺服在上掌权的君王。
You have to obey the supreme authority of king.
而且要顺服君王所派的臣长。
And also obey the governors who sent by the king.
所以你看一看哈。
So you see.
有制度。
There is this system.
有君王。
There is king.
有君王所派的执行他制度的人。
And there are governors who are sent by king to do his work.
好，我们大家其实都生活在这个里面哈。
So in fact, we still have the same system.
很齐全的。
It's still the same now.
而且我们都知道，这些君王和这些臣宰，大部分都不是认识神的。
And we know that all these kings and governors, they are not Christian. They don't know God.
这样的教训呢，实在是叫我们心里面有点不服哈。
So this type of teaching is hard for us to follow.
这些人都不认识神呢。
These people do not know God.
哎，我们这些人呢
？But we.
我们信主了之后，难道我们不是真理在握吗
？After we believe in the Lord, don't we following the righteousness?
我们更明白真理啊。
We know the truth better.
那为什么要我们顺服他们呢？而不是叫他们顺服我们呢？
So why we have to follow them and not them obey us?
我们心里面很不服。
We are not willing to obey.
可是彼得说什么呢？
But what did Peter say?
彼得说啊，你们为主的缘故。
And he said, for the Lord's sake.
意思就是说，你们要叫人在我们身上要看见主的荣耀，为了这个缘故。
So, Peter is saying that because for the Lord's sake, you have to see, you have to let people see that Lord is in us.
所以顺服呢，并不是因为他们这些人呢所做的都是对的。
So being obedient is not because they are right.
也不是因为他们配得我们的顺服。
And not because they are worth of our obedience.
我们顺服他们呢，乃单单是因为神把他们摆在他们那个位置上。
We submit ourselves to them because Lord allowed them to be the king.
我们顺服他们。
We obey them.
我们的主就得荣耀。
Then our Lord will receive glory.
为了主的缘故。
And for the sake of Lord.
当我还不认识神的时候
When I was not a Christian yet,
我曾经碰见一个人
I met a person.
我刚刚得了学位然后进入一个大公司就是 IBM 工作
I had my degree and I entered into IBM to work.
那是我们那时候在北京刚刚开了一个 IBM 的实验室
So there was this research center in, for IBM in Beijing.
那个我的领导是从这边 Watson Lab 派过去。
So my boss was sent from Washington DC.
然后我看这个人，我就很羡慕他。
And I admired him.
工作非常的努力。
He worked hard.
对员工也非常的好。
He was very nice to his coworkers.
最更难得的呢
？And what is more important?
对所有他的领导，他都是非常毕恭毕敬的。
To all his own boss, he was very obeying and respectful.
因为我们是一个新的实验室嘛。
Because it's a new research center.
所以他常常就邀请很多比他。更高级的领导呢到我们那边去访问。
So he always invited his own higher hierarchy boss to come visit us.
我就常常看见他在他们面前很殷勤的在服侍他们。
And I always see him, welcoming his own boss very politely.
那对这个人呢我的印象非常好。
I have this very good impression on him.
那我觉得我以后要做这样的人。
And I wanted to be like him in the future.
我后来才知道他是一个基督徒。
And later on, I knew that he is a Christian.
所以我来美国之后呢，我很快就信主了。
So after I came to America, I quickly become a Christian too.
我觉得他对我的生命有重大的影响。
I felt that he has this great impact on me.
因此呢，我给我儿子起名字的时候呢，起跟他一样的名字。
So when I called my son's name, I had the same name as his.
我还写信给他，哎，我是跟我儿子起的名字跟你一样的。
And I even sent him a message that I call my son the same name as you.
谢谢你对我的生命的重要的帮助。
And I thank him for helping my life.
为了主的缘故。
So for the Lord's sake.
那他没有跟我传过福音。
He never spread the gospel to me.
但是他的行为。
But his behavior.
真的是叫主得了荣耀。
Glorify Lord.
让周围的人都看见一个基督徒身上的美德。
So that people can see the good deed of Christians.
所以彼得在这里说，为了主的缘故。
So Peter said here, for the Lord's sake.
你们要顺服。
You have to submit yourself.
这里说为了主的缘故还有一个意思。
And there is another meaning of for the Lord's sake.
就是在基督里顺服。
That is to be submissive in Lord.
我们为了主的缘故顺服人。
And because of the Lord's sake, we obey human.
我不能去做主所不喜悦的事情。
I cannot do things that displease my Lord.
这是另外一个意思哈。
And that is another meaning to it.
那为什么主喜悦我们顺服这个世上的制度和君王呢？
And why Lord are pleased with us submitting ourselves to the authority on the earth?
十五节这里说，因为神的旨意原是要你们行善。
And 15 here it says, For it is God's will that by doing good you should silence the ignorant talk of foolish men.
这里彼得提到神的旨意。
And here it mentioned about God's will.
就是神心里面向我们所要的。
And that is what God wants from us.
想要什么呢?
What does he want?
就是叫你们行善。
That is to, for you to do good.
我们知道主曾经说过。
And we know that the Lord said,
这个世界上面有什么人是善的吗？
There are what type of people are kind and good in this earth?
没什么人。
Not many.
只有一位是善的。
And there is only one good person.
是谁啊？
Who is that?
啊，就是神自己哈。
That is God himself.
所以讲行善呢？
So when you talk about doing good,
就是行出神的品格来。
That is to act out the good deed of the Lord.
就是基督在我们身上显明出来。
And that is how Christ revealed through us.
就是我们行事为人显出基督的身量来。
That is our good work and deed will reveal God's body.
这就叫行善。
And that is what it means by doing good.
彼得在这里的意思。
And Peter meant here.
他是说行善。就是神心啊，顺服就是神心中的那个善。
Submissive obedience is the good thing that God wants us to do.
这是神向我们所要的。
This is what God wants from us.
不仅如此呢。
Not only this.
而且呢，可以堵住那糊涂无知人的口。
That it can silence the ignorant talk of foolish men.
这糊涂无知的人呢，就是讲那些不认识神的人。
Who are these foolish men? Those are the ones who do not know God.
他们不能够理解我们这些信主之人是这样的行事为人是为什么。
They do not understand why we behave like this as a Christian.
彼得说可以堵住他们的口。
But the, Peter said it will silence them.
意思是叫他们无话可说。
That is to make them not able to judge us.
叫他们不要因为我们的不顺服以至于羞辱了神的名。
That we will not be able to insult our Lord because of our disobedience.
叫他们不至于因着我们的不顺服可以指责我们。
That we cannot be judged because of our disobedience.
十六节这里又说
Verse 16,
你们虽是自由的却不可借着自由遮盖恶毒。
Live as free men, but do not use your freedom as a cover up for evil.
你看一面是堵住那些无知人的口。
One is to silence the talk of foolish men.
一面是我们自己这个人呢。
That, on the other side is ourself.
让我们不可借着自由遮盖恶毒。
That is not allowing us to use the freedom to cover up for evil.
我们信主了之后，我们是自由了。
After we believe in the Lord, we are free men.
但是自由不能够成为我们不顺服的借口。
But free men cannot be the excuse for us not to obey.
不顺服就是我们里面有恶毒。
Disobedience is because there is still evil in us.
什么恶毒呢？
What is the evil?
自以为是。
That self-esteem.
不服权柄
，not obeying to authority，
不受约束
，do not want to be bound，
这就是我们里面的恶毒。
This is the evil in us。
总要做神的仆人
，live as servants of God。
这里强调呢，不是做事
，and here it emphasizes not what you do，
而是讲着我们这个做仆人其实就是行善。
But to tell us that as a servant。Is to do good.
就行在神的旨意的里面。
Is to do good in God's will.
所以这两节经文十五节到十六节哈。
So 15 and 16 verse 15 and 16.
我们就看见彼得的心意里面讲为什么我们要顺服。
Here Peter told us why we have to be obedient.
一面是神的旨意。
One side is God's will.
神的旨意就是叫我们行善。
God's will is to ask us to do good.
神的旨意就是叫我们做神的仆人。
God's will is to want us to be the servant of God.
这是做神的，这是神的旨意。
This is God's will.
那另外一方面呢？
And on the other side.
一面可以堵住无知人的口。
One side is to silence the ignorant peoples.
一面也使得我们自己不至于因为自由而里面有恶毒显出来。
And on the other hand, so that we will not be covering up our own evil because we are free men now.
这里彼得特别的说呢，要顺服人的一切制度。
And here Peter emphasized that we have to submit ourselves to the man's authority.
人的一切制度要顺服哈。
And we submit ourselves to the man's authority.
那神家里面的一切制度我们要不要顺服啊
So do we need to be obedient to God's authority?
要不要啊
Do we need to?
当然就更要顺服了对不对
Of course we have to be obey even more
常有弟兄姐妹们问哈。
And their brothers and sisters always ask.
啊，我不知道你们教会怎么样。
I don't know if your church has the same.
反正 Wyckoff 常常就会有这些问题哈。
But in Wyckoff there are so many questions like this.
他说我们教会为什么不像别的教会搞会员制呢？
That how come our church is different with other church like we don't do membership?
你知道有会员制就会有什么样子的结果？
So what is the result from membership?
那就可以所有的会员可以投票表决来决定很多重大事项。
So from membership, then all the members can vote and decide important tasks.
那圣经里面有没有会员制啊？
So is there membership system in the Bible?
没有哈。
No.
圣经里面所启示的教会治理是一个怎么样的制度呢？
So what is the system indicated in the Bible?
教会的治理，圣经里面所启示的是众长老智慧。
And the Bible indicated is the elders who govern.
因此，所有的重大决定呢，都是长老们一起做出来的。
So all the important decisions were made by elders.
那我们众人呢？
So how about the public?
我们就顺服就好了。
We just need to obey.
啊，那有的弟兄姐妹可能会说啊。
And some brothers and sisters might say.
那我可是这个教会的元老了。
I am the elder.
那我比那些长老还先来这个教会。
I came before these elders.
或者说呢，我的圣经比他们读的可还要熟。
Or saying that my Bible knowledge is better than them.
弟兄姐妹们，真的不好意思。
And I'm sorry to say this.
那神没有把我们放在那个职分上。
God did not put us into that position.
我们就只能让长老们放手让他们做决定。
Then we can only let go and let the elders to make the decision.
那不管我们什么时候来教会。
No matter how long we have been in the church.
也不管我们什么我们的圣经是读的有多熟悉。
And no matter how familiar we are with the Bible knowledge.
我们还是要在他们面前顺服。
We have to be obedient in front of them.
你说那他们做出的决定不合宜怎么办？
But what if they make the wrong decision?
那做决定之前，我们可不可以跟他们有交通啊
？So before the decision, can we have fellowship with them?
当然可以。
Of course we can.
那如果他们不交通怎么办呢
？And what if they don't have fellowship?
或者我们交通之后他们不听怎么办呢
？And what if after fellowship they are not listening?
怎么办
？What do you do?
啊
？What do you do?
我女儿在她的桌子上面呢，有一个纸条子。
My daughter has a note on the table.
作业写不出来了怎么办？
And she wrote down, I could not finish my homework, what should I do?
下面有答案。
And there are answers.
凉拌。
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 Cool. Cold noodle.
OK. 如果教会里发生这样的情形。
So if something happened in church like this.
我们就只能听从，只能顺服。
Then we can be only obey and submissive.
我们最需要关心的是什么呢
？What should we concern most？
我们要知道一点哈。
We have to know this。
当那日神审问的时候
，When Lord judges，
长老们都需要为他们所做的一切决定在神的面前交账。
All the elders have to be in front of the Lord to report what about what they did。
弟兄姐妹们，如果我们知道这一点的话
，Brothers and sisters, if you know this，
那我们还有什么可担心的呢
？Then what do you need to worry about？
啊，那对于我们自己来说呢
？And how about to ourselves？
那神会审问我们什么呢
？What is God going to judge about？
当那日来到的时候
，When that day come，
神要审问我们在他所设立的权柄面前，你到底是顺服不顺服
？God is going to judge us whether we are being obedient to the authority that He set up。
所以我们不要去管别人能不能交账的事。
So do not worry about other people whether they can report to the Lord。
自己能不能交账
？But first concern about whether you yourself can report to the Lord。
阿门吗
？Amen。
所以弟兄姐妹们，顺服这是神的旨意，这是神心里面向我们所要的。
So obedience is what God will, what He wants.
一个顺服的人是什么样子呢
？And how is a obedience person like?
十七节要尊敬众人。
17 it says respect to everyone.
就是尊敬那些不信主的人。
Even respect to the one who are not Christian.
要亲爱教中的弟兄。
Love the brotherhood of believers.
这是讲的那些信主的人。
And mention about the Christians.
要敬畏神。
Fear God.
这是讲着我们要敬畏我们在天上的神。
It mentioned about fearing the God in heaven.
要尊敬君王。
Honor the king.
这是讲着我们在要尊敬在地上的君王。
It means honor the king on earth.
所以我们看这四样。
So when we look at these four things,
没有一样讲的是我们做仆人的要做什么事。
It never mentioned about what we should do as a servant.
都是说到我们应该是一个什么样的人。
But instead, it should say, it says that how we are supposed to be.
其实这四样里面
And in all these four things,
我们看见我们是一个什么样的人呢?
We can see how we are.
其实这四样里面都含着一个顺服的心意在里面。
And all these four things contain submissive.
所以弟兄姐妹们
So brothers and sisters,
我们是一个什么样的人这个比较重要。
What type of people we are is the most important thing.
而不在乎我们做了多大的事情。
It doesn't matter what we did.
好那到底什么叫做顺服
So what is submissive?
什么样子的顺服是神心意中的顺服呢
So what type of submissive obedience is what God will want?
神眼中的顺服和我们所理解的顺服可能有点不太一样。
The obedience in God's eye may be different from what we look at it.
我们来看第二段。
We look at the second paragraph.
18节到25节这边讲到真正顺服的样式。
Verse 18 to 25, it mentioned how a obedience should look like.
首先我们从18节到22节我们就看见两个可喜爱的顺服的样式。
18 to 22 show us two examples of being obedient.
18节到19节这边讲。
18 to 19 it says
你们做仆人的凡事要敬存敬畏的心顺服主人
Slaves submit yourself to your master with all respect
你们做仆人的
You as slaves
谁是做仆人的
Who are slaves
谁是做仆人的
Who are slaves
我们每一个人都是、啊、
We are all slaves
要存敬畏的心顺服主人
You have to respect your master
不是表面的顺服
Not just from the outward appearance
是从心里面顺服
But from the bottom of your heart be submissive
弟兄姐妹们我们很多时候
A lot of time
不管在教会里面也好
No matter in church
还在我们的公司里面也好
Or at work
我们的顺服很多时候只是嘴上顺服而已
Our obedience was only carry in our mouth.
一准备我们就觉得这个怎么做了这么愚蠢的决定呢
Once we turn around, we judge how stupid our master did.
在公司里没办法。
At work, we have no choice.
因为我们的要等着薪水啊。
Because we want to receive our salary.
所以即使心里不服那也得去做。
So even if we do not agree, we still have to do.
在教会里面就不见得了。
But in church, it's different.
教会里面心里不服那就不愿意做了
If you disagree then you stop doing it
彼得这边特别的讲要存敬畏的心顺服你的主人
But here Peter repeatedly and emphasized that we have to respectfully to do it according to our master
从心里顺服容不容易啊
Is it difficult to respect from the bottom of your heart
顺服那个温良善良温和的容不容易
Is it easy to obey the one who are good and kind?
容不容易?
Is it easy?
顺服善良温和的
To obey the kind and good one,
容易啊
That's、
啊、
easy
容易 OK 那凭什么
But by what?
凭什么要我听你的你不听我的
By what I have to listen to you and not you not the other way around
别以为这个善良温和的就容易顺服哦
Don't think that the good and considerate will be obeyed easily.
其实也不见得。
It might not be.
可是更难的是什么呢?
But what is the harder one?
更难的是那个乖僻的。
It's the one that the master who are harsh.
彼得在这里的意思是这样的人你顺服了那才叫做真正的顺服。
So Peter mentioned here that if you can obey the harsh master, then you truly obey.
乖僻的领导一定会怎么样?
So the harsh master, what are they?
一定会叫我们受冤屈。
They are going to make us suffer.
但神说，为了叫我们的良心对得住神的缘故，就忍受这个冤屈的苦楚。
But Peter said, for it is commendable if a man bears up under the pain of unjust suffering, because he is conscious of God.
彼得说这是可喜爱的。
And Peter said, this is lovable.
这是可以叫神的心意得满足的。
And this will satisfy God's will.
弟兄姐妹，这就是神心中的那个顺服。
So, brothers and sisters, this is the obedience in God's eye.
弟兄姐妹，为什么这样在神看来是可喜爱的呢？
So why is this lovable in God's eye?
因为这样的顺服啊，
Because this type of obedience
还是说到我们里面的那个品格。
It refers back to how we are inside us.
我们顺服不是因为对方，
Our obedience is not because of the master.
而是因为我们里面这个人他本身就是一个顺服的人。
But because us, there is this character in us that willing to obey.
不是因为对方配得顺服，
Not because the other person is worthy.
不是因为对方做的决定都是对的，
Not because the decision is right.
乃是因为我们里面顾念神的心意，
But because of the God's will.
我们顾念基督是不是可以从我们身上给流露出来，
We concern whether the Lord can be revealed through us.
所以我们就按照神的话定义选择顺服。
So according to God's word, then we decided to obey.
这边讲到乖僻的上级哈。
And here it mentioned about the harsh master.
请问乖僻的领导在你生命当中是多数还是少数？
So do you think you have more of these harsh masters than less?
多数少数？
Are they more?
少数啊？啊？其实弟兄姐妹们
，Brothers and sisters，
一个悖逆的人哈
，The one who disobey.
看所有的权柄都有一点乖僻的。
Seeing all the authority unwillingly.
是不是这样子啊？
Is that so?
你们家老公乖不乖僻啊？
Do you think your husband is a harsh one?
啊？没人敢回答。
No one want to answer.
你们的公司老板乖不乖僻啊？
Your boss and your work, is he harsh?
教会的领袖弟兄乖不乖僻啊？
The leaders of our church, are they harsh?
啊，这会让你们想起很多事情起来哦。
I am going to, this will start a lot of thought in your heart, in your mind.
但是弟兄姐妹们，
But brothers and sisters,
如果我们里面是一个顺服的人的话，
If we are an obedient person,
即使我们遇见一个小孩子，
Even if we met a child,
跟我们说话，
When he speak to us,
只要他说得好，
As long as he said right,
我们也会欣然答应说好。
We are going to agree to what he said.
就什么人常常说 no， 你们知道吗？
So who, what type of person always say no？
那前段时间我们在 Wyckoff 开一个主日学。
Not long ago we have this Sunday school in Wyckoff Church.
拥抱我们的青少年。
Is to hug and embrace our youth.
我们就讲到青少年的培养的问题。
So we talked about the raising the youth.
第一课我就问你们的孩子天天跟你们讲什么话。
So the first thing I ask is, what did your youth child talk to you every day?
异口同声说 no.
Everyone says no.
每个孩子都跟父母讲，不管父母讲什么，第一个反应就是 no.
So the parents all agreed that no matter what you said, the youth always come back with no.
这就是青少年。
This is the youth.
这是青少年的特质。
This is the teenager's character.
他们的生命还没有长大。
Their life is still young.
那我们不要一辈子做青少年了。
But we would not stay as a teenager all the time.
我们长大成熟了。
We have to be mature.
我们就懂得说好。
Then we know to say yes.
那你们家的孩子长大了以后呢？你会发现有一天开始说好了。
So when your child starts growing up, you will see that they answer yes.
那表明他有点长大。
And that shows that they grow up.
神说人里面是个顺服的人，这样的人就是可喜爱的。
So the Lord said he adored the one who is obedient.
好，二十节只有另外一个可喜爱的。
And verse 20 shows another lovable person.
你们若因犯罪受责打能忍耐，有什么可夸的呢？但你们若因行善受苦能忍耐，这在神看来是可喜爱的。
How is it to your credit if you receive a beating for doing wrong and endure it? But if you suffer for doing good and you endure it, it is commendable before God.
第二个在神看是可喜爱的，简单的说
The second thing that is commendable before God in simply word
就是行善受苦能忍耐。
That is to do good and endure it.
行善的时候，我们本来是应该怎么样呢？
So what should we do when we do good?
我们做好事情，做神合神心意的事情，本来是应该蒙奖赏才对不对？
We should be rewarded for doing good according to God's will.
可是没有。
But no.
不但没有受奖赏。
Not only not receiving award.
而且还受罚。
But we suffer.
这个时候我们能不能忍耐呢？
So can we still endure it at this time?
如果可以忍耐的话，这在神看来是可喜爱的。
So if you can still endure it, that is commendable before God.
人为什么受苦？那他还要行善呢？
So
还要继续行呢？
Why a person suffer and still wants to do good?
只有一个目的。
There is one goal.
因为这是神的旨意。
That is because of God's will.
各位姐妹，我们讲到行善受苦的时候啊。
So when we talk about suffering for doing good.
不要以为就是去舍身宣教到很多贫穷艰苦的地方，那就叫做行善受苦。
Do not think suffering for good is only like a missionary going to a backward country to suffer.
许多行善受苦不需要那么轰轰烈烈的。
You don't have to suffer for good, doing good like that.
很多时候我们在日常生活当中也有许多行善受苦的机会哦。
Even in our daily life, we can experience suffer for doing good.
我们家从自从我开始全职的这个服事之后呢，我们家就每个星期五打开聚会。
Since I start being a full-time full-time service brother, I open my home every Friday.
然后每个星期五我们还提供餐食。
Every Friday we also provide meals.
那年轻人呢可以常常来吃饭。
And the youth can always come to eat.
有里面有高中生，里面有 young professional。
And there are high school from high school students to young professions.
那刚开始的时候，我们对做大锅饭其实不太熟悉。
So in the beginning, we were not that experienced with making a lot of food.
没有太多经验。
Not that experienced.
因此我们就搞得很辛苦。
So it was very harsh for us.
那我太太从中午就开始弄。
My wife started cooking from lunchtime.
弄到晚上吃完饭。
Until the dinner time.
然后结束了以后呢，到十一点多把家收拾干净了，都累瘫了。
And after the fellowship, she finished clean up and already collapsed at 11 o'clock.
本来是做的，尽管辛苦，还蛮喜乐的一件事情。
So in the beginning, we felt that even though it's hard work, but with joy.
可是有一天呢，有一个留言传到我们耳朵里面来。
But one day there was this rumor.
他说有小孩子说啊，你们家的饭不好吃。
There was a kid saying that your meal was not tasty.
弟兄姐妹们
Brothers and sisters,
当你听到话的时候，你什么感受？
What do you feel when you hear that word?
苦不苦啊？
Is it bitter for you?
还要不要接着煮啊？
Do you still want to continue to cook?
我们想了想。
We think about it.
还是要接着煮。
We have to continue.
爱总是会受伤哈。
So in love we suffer.
但是你如果不爱呢？
But if you don't love,
你在神的面前就更亏欠了。
Then you are, you owe God's love.
So, 弟兄姐妹们，这是神所喜爱的顺服的两个样式。
So these are the two examples for what God likes.
就是那个乖僻的，不但是温良温和的要顺服，就是那个乖僻的也要顺服。
Not only obey the good and considerate, but also obey the harsh one.
第二个是讲的那个行善受苦。
The second is about suffering for doing good.
也可以忍耐。
That you still can endure.
这是神心意中的顺服的两个样式。
This is the two examples that God like.
二十一节说，你们蒙召原是为此。
Verse 21 says, to this you were called.
就是你们蒙召就是为了顺服那个乖僻的。你们蒙召就是为了行善受苦。
That it says that you are called because to obey the harsh one and to do and to suffer for doing good.
为什么会这样呢？
And why is it like this?
因为这是基督的品格。
This because this is the characters of Christ.
二十一节这里说，因基督也为你们受苦，给你们留下榜样，叫你们跟随他的脚中行。
Because Christ suffered for you, leaving you an example that you should follow in his steps.
基督就是这样受苦的。
Christ suffered the same way.
基督做了我们的榜样。
Christ became our sample.
这个榜样啊。
And this example.
就好像什么呢？
It's like.
就好像那个制铁啊。
写毛笔字的那个字帖。
It's like the printed word.
前面的书法大家把字写好了。
And if you are an artist following the printed word to write,
你写的时候呢，就按照上面描就好了。
Then all you need to do is just follow his handwriting.
基督就是这样。
And Christ is like this.
他就是这样行善受苦的。
He was suffering like this.
所以呢，我们就跟随他的脚中行。
So we just need to follow his steps.
他的脚中就是十字架的脚中。
His steps is the cross steps.
他的脚中就是顺服那个乖僻的脚中。
His steps is to obey the harsh one.
他的脚中就是行善受苦的脚中。
His steps is to suffer for doing good.
具体的说呢？
So practically,
彼得在22节和24节这边讲到基督是如何这样做的。
Peter mentioned from verse 22 to 24 how Jesus did it.
好，我们来念一遍好不好？
And let's read it together.
来，一起来。他并没有犯罪，口里也没有诡诈，他被骂不还口，受害害不说威吓的话，只将自己交托那按公义审判的主。他被挂在木头上，亲身担当了我们的罪，使我们既然在罪上死，就得以在义上活。因他受的鞭伤，我们便得了医治。我们知道这许多的话都是以赛亚书里面的。
We understand these words came from the book of Isaiah.
弟兄姐妹们，这就是基督的所事和他的所作。
Brothers and sisters, this is what Christ is and what Christ did.
所有的这些事情
，all these things，
都是行善受苦。
Is to suffer for doing good.
如果从人的眼光来看
，from the eyes of human，
完全是一个冤大头。
It's very accusation to him.
但是基督并没有认为猜他来的天父是乖僻。
But Christ did not take the Father in heaven who sent him as harsh.
他是怎么样做的呢？
And what did he do?
只将自己交托那按公义审判人的主。
He entrusted himself to him who judges justly.
这就是基督顺服的核心的心思。
And this is God, this is how Christ being obedient.
其实今天我们不顺服啊。
Today we are not being obedient.
我们其实就是不愿意把自己交给那按公义审判人的主呗。
This because we do not want to entrust ourselves to the God who judges justly.
弟兄姐妹们，这就是基督，这就是基督的榜样。
This is Christ's example.
我们的神盼望在我们身上也可以找到这样的基督的品格。
Our God wants to see us having the same characters as Christ.
所以25节彼得说
So 25,
你们从前好像迷路的羊
You were like the sheep going astray.
不顺服就是迷路。
If you are being disobedient, you are going astray.
但是现在你们不迷路了。
But now we do not need to go astray.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为你们有一位灵魂的牧人监督。
Because now you have the shepherd and overseers of your souls.
就是基督。
That is Christ.
他来做了我们灵魂的牧人。
He came to be the shepherd and
overseers. 他在我们前面引路。
He led in front of us.
好使我们走这条顺服的路。
So that we can walk on this obedient steps.
我们感谢赞美主。
We thanks and praise our Lord.
这一段圣经告诉我们顺服的真正的样式。
This passage shows us how to be obedient.
可是顺服实在是一个不好学的功课。
But obedience is not an easy lesson to learn.
我们今天可以在教会里面大谈特谈顺服啊。
We can boldly talk about obedience in church.
可是我们一回到家呢
？But once we get home,
可能就是另外一件事情。
It might be a different story.
那彼得似乎也看见了。
And Peter saw the same problem.
我们都是能说不能行。
That we can talk, but we cannot act.
所以接下来的这几句话里面。
So continuously,
他就把我们带进那个生活的实际。
Peter brought us into our practical life.
三章的一节到七节。
Chapter 3, verse 1.
彼得告诉我们。
And Peter said,
顺服这个品格要操练。
And this submissive characters need to be trained.
而且这个操练呢，要从我们的家里面开始。
And this training starts from our home.
三章一节。
Verse one.
你们做妻子的要顺服自己的丈夫，这样若有不信从道理的丈夫，你们虽然不听道，
也他们虽然不听道，也可以因妻子的品行被感化过来。
Wives, in the same way, be submissive to your husbands, so that if any of them do not believe the word, they may be won over with that word by the behaviors of their wives.
这些圣经前面原文有一个照样这两个字。
In the original text, it has a word that says accordingly.
照什么样?
In the same way. And what does that mean?
照着基督的样。
Is to according to Christ.
照着基督顺服的样。
In the same way as Christ.
你们做妻子的要顺服自己的丈夫。
You as a wife has to be submissive to your husband.
这个特别要注意哈。
And you have to pay attention.
是自己的丈夫哦。
Your own husband.
不是别人的丈夫哦。
Not other husband, other people's husband.
那很多姐妹们可以顺服别的丈夫，不能顺服自己的丈夫。
A lot of sisters sometimes obey other people's husband, not their own husband.
都觉得别人的丈夫比较好。
And always think the other husband, other people's husband are better than hers.
顺服这个字哈。
Submissive.
在希腊的原文里面，重点是在心里面那个服。
In the original text from Greek, it emphasizes the bottom of your heart obeying.
顺是指外面的这个行为。
And to obey in the outward behavior.
服就是指着我们里面的那个心那个意志的折服啊。
And to submissive is in the bottom of your heart, willing to obey.
今天我们所有的姐妹们都可以问一下啊。
And all the sisters we can ask.
自问一下，我们对神配给我们的丈夫，我们到底是服还是不服啊？
Do you obey or submissive to your own husband that God gave you?
服不服啊？
Are you submissive? Are you?
那丈夫们我们弟兄们也可以想一想啊，自己的妻子对你服不服啊
？And husbands, think about if your wife is being submissive to you.
很多弟兄姐妹都笑了哈。
You all laugh.
我们也不需要立即回答。
We don't need to give answer right away.
只是启发大家思考一下。
But I just open this topic to you to think about.
为什么我们要顺服自己的丈夫呢？
Why we have to be submissive to our own husband?
有一个很重要的原因。
And there is this important reason.
重要的原因就是，若有不信从道理的丈夫呢，他的就可以被妻子的品行感化过来。
That is because if there is a husband who do not believe the God word, they may be won over with that word by the behavior of their wives.
不信从道理，这个道理啊，原文里面有个定冠词的。
So do not believe in the word. This word has another root.
所以这个道理呢，就是讲的福音。
And this word refers to the gospel.
所以为什么我要顺服丈夫呢
？And why we have to be submissive to our husband？
是为了让我们的丈夫可以得救的缘故。
It's because to save our husband。
所以弟兄姐妹们，我们的品行，我们的顺服，关系到我们的丈夫能不能够得救。
So our behavior, our submissive, is related to whether our husband can be saved。
今天我们教会里面有。各个教会都有很多姐妹丈夫是不信主的。
So there are a lot of sisters, their husband were not believers.
那这个话实在是给我们一个很大的提醒。
And this is a great reminder to us.
我们丈夫今天还没有信主。
If our husband is not believer,
那跟我们在他面前的不顺服有没有关系啊
?Is it related to our disobedience in front of him?
那我们要想一想。
And we have to think about it.
那丈夫被感化了是因为看见了妻子什么呢？
So when the husband was touched, it's because of the wives.
看见妻子的贞洁的品行和敬畏的心。
So it's because seeing the wife's purity and reverence of their lives.
这里讲到贞洁的品行啊。
And the purity life.
是指在主的面前像那个童贞女一样单单纯纯的仰望神。
So it's like a virgin looking upon God's word.
那不跟丈夫争执。
Do not argue with the husband.
就像后面所讲的是温柔的安静的活在神和丈夫的面前。
It's like later on it mentioned that they quietly and calmly live before God with the husband.
那不仅是贞洁的品行。
And not only the characters as a purity.
那丈夫还要看见妻子里面那个敬畏的心。
And the husband also have to see this reverence in the wife's life.
那敬畏什么呢
？What is this wife reverence?
当然是敬畏神和敬畏神的旨意啊。
Is to reverence and fear God's will.
因为神的旨意就是叫我们在丈夫面前顺服嘛。
Because God's will is want us to be obedient in front of husband.
所以我们里面的敬畏的心呢
？So the heart of reverence in us.
是我们在外面可以活出那个贞洁的品行的一个动力。
Will be the motivation to for us to live out the purity life.
弟兄姐妹们可能会说哈。
So you might say,
哪有这么好的姐妹呢
？How can there be such a good sister？
那以前有一个姐妹
，and there was a sister in the past。
啊，非常爱主哈。
She loved the Lord。
她常常跟教会的弟兄姐妹们一起去监狱里面传福音。
She always spread the gospel in jail。
那在监狱里面就遇见一个年轻人。
So she met this young person。
在那边坐监呢。
He was sitting in jail。
那一来二往呢？
So after they talked,
他们之间竟然生出了爱情。
They start falling in love.
那这个姐妹呢，定义要嫁给他。
And this sister wants to marry him.
好成全这个弟兄。
So to build up the brother.
所以当他出这个年轻人出狱了之后呢，他们就结婚了。
So after this young person left the jail, they married.
婚后呢，这个年轻人呢去矿。去做矿工。
And after they get married, this young person started working in construction field.
那做矿工是很辛苦的事情。
It was hard work.
那这个人一旦辛苦了之后呢，那里面的劣性就开始暴露出来了。
Once a person had hard life, his original characters came out.
所以每天回家就对妻子发脾气。
So then he starts being very temperamental to the wife.
那这个姐妹呢，痛苦不堪。
And this sister was suffering.
但是呢，她仍然是靠主忍耐。
But she endured it.
顺服自己的先生。
She is being submissive to her husband.
那每天把家收拾得干干净净的。
She clean up the house every day.
每天把饭菜做好，等着丈夫回家吃。
She make the meals every night.
有一天呢，在矿山里面。
So one day at the work.
这个年轻人跟几个工友聊天呢。
And this young man was talking to his coworkers.
那其他的人个人都在抱怨自己的家里的妻子。
And everyone was complaining about their wives.
抱怨自己的妻子多么糟糕。
And they were complaining how bad their wives are.
回到家，家里是乱七八糟。
Their home is in a mess.
饭菜是冷的。
And the meals are cold.
还得自己去给自己弄来吃。
They have to make their own meal.
这个年轻人非常诧异。
And this young man was surprised.
说你们老婆是这样子的。
And he was like, oh, your wife's like that.
那我们家老婆可不是这样子的。
But my wife is different.
我们家从来就是干干净净的。
My wife always cleaned the house.
我从来一回到家，我就是可以吃热腾腾的饭菜。
I came home with hot meal.
那工友们不相信。
But his coworkers do not believe.
吹牛。
You are boasting.
吹牛。
You are just boasting.
你不相信啊？
They don't believe.
那你今天下班之后跟我一起回家看看。
So he said, why don't you come home with me tonight?
好，一堆工友下班能够跟他一起回家。
So the coworkers went with him.
一开门。
Once he opened the home.
就发现一个年轻的把自己收拾得整整齐齐的这个妇人出现在门口迎接他们。
They saw this woman who is neatly cleaned, well prepared, well presented.
进到家里面。
And they came inside the home.
家里一尘不染。
There was no dusty.
热腾腾的饭菜已经端在桌子上面。
And the hot meal is ready.
等着丈夫回家吃饭。
For the husband.
最稀奇的是。
And surprisingly.
洗澡水都放好了。
Even the washing water, cleaning water are ready.
那丈夫洗完澡就可以吃了。
And the husband can wash himself and eat.
这些工友们大吃一惊啊。
All these co-workers were surprised.
世界上面真有这么好的老婆。
And they were like, there was such a good wife on this earth.
那从此发生了很多的改变。
And from there on, there's changes.
不但这个年轻人生命有巨大的改变。
Not only this young man's life changed.
而且带了很多的工友信主。
And it brought a lot of co-workers to believe in the Christ.
所以姐妹们
so, sisters,
这就是怀着那个敬畏的心所生出的顺服
This is the reverence heart
所生出那个贞洁的品格
And to live out that purity and submissive life
人的里面怀着敬畏的心呢他就以父的事为念
So when a person has this reverence heart then they will concern about God's will
所以三节这边说，你们不要以外面的辫头发戴金，是穿美衣为装饰。
So here in verse 3 it says, your beauty should not come from outward adornment such as braided hair.
那这三样是最容易夺走姐妹的心的东西。
These three things are easily to catch away a sister's heart.
但是这些外面的东西呢，不能叫我们里面有什么好处。
But all these outward things would not contribute to the good inside us.
只要以里面存着长久温柔安静的心为装饰。
You just need this inner self, that unfading beauty of the gentle and quiet spirit.
只有这样的装饰的女人才美。
Only this type of gentle and quiet spirit women are beautiful.
这在神面前是极宝贵的。
And that is great worth in God's sight.
因为外面的终将过去。
Because the outward will disappear.
唯有里面的是可以存得永久的。
Only the inner one will be unfading.
这里面都是讲到不信主的丈夫哈。
So all here mention about the unbelieving.
那特别讲一下。
So I want to mention this.
只有丈夫不信主的时候，我们姐妹们才需要顺服吗
？So as it only when the husband is not a believer, we need the wives need to be submissive.
那今天你丈夫在家里面已经是信主了。
So today your husband is a believer.
已经是教会的好弟兄了。
Is already a good brother in church.
那你要不要顺服他呀
？Do you need to be submissive to him?
不用了。
No, you don't.
那就更要顺服嘛。
Then you should be more submissive.
那是多大的恩典呐、
啊、！How graceful it is!
能赐给你一个信主的丈夫，那是很大的恩典的。
God gave you a believer husband. That is a great grace.
那接下来，彼得以撒拉为一个例子来说明妻子的顺服这件事情。
And then continuously, Peter used Sarah as the example.
他认为撒拉就是那个仰赖神的圣洁妇人的榜样。
So he thinks Sarah is the one who being obeyed to God as a good example.
她是怎么顺服自己的丈夫呢
？And how did she obey her own husband?
就如撒拉听从亚伯拉罕称他为主。
Like Sarah, he who obeyed Abraham and called him her master.
这个故事呢是在创世纪这个十八章。
This story came from the book of Genesis, chapter 18.
当天使来跟这个亚伯拉罕讲话的时候
，When the angels came to speak to Abraham,
说明天这年，明年这个时候你们要生一个儿子
，And said that the next year this time you are going to have a son.
那撒拉听见了过后呢，就心里暗笑
，And Sarah mocked in her heart.
说我既已衰败啊。
And she felt that she's already old.
我主也老迈。
And my master is already old too.
我主。
My master.
他称亚伯拉罕是我主啊。
She called Abraham as her master.
不是说我们家老公。
Not that my husband.
啊，也不是说我们家那个老不死的，或者是怎么样怎么样的啊。
Or other nickname.
他是说我主
But she said my master
就姐妹们今天晚上回去要不要试一下
Brothers and sisters do you want to try it
你老公我主请来吃饭
To talk to your husband as my master come eat
还不仅是口头上
Not just from your mouth
撒拉是怎么样呢
What did Sarah do
她是心里说哟
She said it from her heart.
是从心里面自言自语的时候说亚伯拉罕是主的。
She was talking to herself and called him as her master.
哦，这个就是更重要了。
And this is more important.
这个是真正的顺服。
This is a true submissive.
所以你们行善呢，不因恐吓而害怕呢，便都是撒拉的女儿。
So when you do good and not be afraid, then you are the children of Sarah.
不管是你的丈夫信主也好，还是不信主也好。
No matter your husband is a believer or not.
我们定义选择顺服。
We have to choose being obedient.
不信主的丈夫不明白我们所做的事。
The unbelieving husband, they don't understand what we did.
常常可能对我们有一些恐吓。
They might be treating us harsh.
但是我们仍然坚定地顺服他。
But we continuously to obey him.
让神的心意得满足。
So that God's will can be fulfilled.
那这样你们就是撒拉的女儿。
Then you are the children of Sarah.
你想亚伯拉罕 之前以前的时候是个好人还是个坏人呢、啊、
？So you think Abraham is a good person or a bad person？
没有这么糟糕的丈夫了、啊、
He is no he there was no worse husband than him
我。我想我们在座的丈夫们都比亚伯拉罕要好。
I think all the husbands sitting here are better than Abraham。
至少我们还没有卖我们的妻子。
At least we did not sell our wife。
但是撒拉在那种情况底下仍然是选择顺服。
But in that situation, Sarah still continued to obey his.
我们读到这里的时候，我们可能会想哈。
So we were thinking when we read the Bible.
彼得怎么老盯着妻子啊
？Why would Peter always mention about wife?
怎么老盯着我们姐妹啊
？Why always pointing to the wife?
怎么不说说丈，说说这个做丈夫的弟兄呢
？What about not talking about the husband, the brothers?
难道丈夫就不需要学顺服了吗
？So the husband don't need the lesson of being obedient?
不是这样子的。
Not so.
这就像。教会里面讲姐妹要蒙头
So it's like talking about covering the head of in for sisters.
姐妹蒙头，这是一个服权柄的记号
Covering the head is a sign of being obedient.
那一面是叫撒旦蒙羞
One side is to shame the Satan.
那一面是让我们弟兄看见了过后呢，我们也懂得顺服我们的主
On the other side is to let the husband see it, so that the husband being obedient to the Lord.
顺服也是一样
Obedience is the same way.
姐妹学了顺服丈夫
When the sister learned how to be obedient to husband,
丈夫看见姐妹的好行为，也懂得顺服我们在天上的主
Husband seeing the good deed of the wives can be obedient to God.
所以彼得继续接着说
So Peter continued to say,
你们做丈夫的也要按情理和妻子同住。
Husbands, in the same way, be considerate as you live with your wife.
情理的原文就是知识。
Being considerate is the same as knowledge.
这个知识是指什么知识
？So what is the knowledge?
在婚姻生活里面，我们要懂得什么知识
？What type of knowledge we need to be in this marriage?
当然，我们要懂得神为什么要设立这个婚姻嘛。
Of course, we have to understand why God set up marriage.
神要叫我们丈夫懂得怎么做丈夫呢？
God wants the men know how to be a husband.
就是要我们像基督爱教会一样爱我们的妻子。
Just like Christ loved church, so that the husband loved the wife.
基督怎么爱教会呢
？How did Christ love church?
他为教会舍己。
He sacrificed for church.
为教会舍命。
He sacrificed his life.
所以丈夫要不要顺服啊
？So should husband be submissive?
丈夫也要顺服
Husband need to be obedient
要顺服在神的旨意里面
To be obedient under God's will
要为妻子舍命
To sacrifice for wife
要以这样的爱去爱妻子、啊、
To love the wife like this way
容不容易啊
Is that easy?
好像也很不容易啊
It seems very difficult too
所以彼得的教导其实蛮平衡的
So the Peter's teaching is very balanced
做妻子的姐妹要顺服
The sisters being wife need to be submissive.
做丈夫的更要顺服。
The husband need to be submissive more.
丈夫有丈夫的顺服的功课。
The husband has their own lessons.
有的弟兄可能就会说呀。
And the brother says.
在我们家里面啊。
In my home.
都是我顺服他，哪有他顺服我的。
I always obey her instead of she obey me.
所以我们常常看见弟兄讲啊。
So we always see the husband say.
我们家的领导怎样怎样怎样。
My leader at home said this this.
是不是这样子啊
？Is that true？
弟兄们怎么办呢
？So brothers, what should we do？
当你妻子不顺服你的时候怎么办
？When your wife is not obeying you, what do you do？
我们在这个拥抱青少年那个主日学里面，我们曾经教给我们弟兄们一个绝招。
So in the Bible in the Sunday school when we do have this embrace the youth.
当我们面对我们的妻子不顺服的时候。
When we are facing our wives not being obedient.
请问教会 always 顺服基督吗
？So did the church always obey the Christ?
好像不见得哈。
Not all the time.
但是基督怎么对教会呢
？But what did Christ do to church?
他是仍然是爱着教会，对不对
？He still loved the church.
他仍然是永远不变的爱着教会。
He still used this everlasting love to love.
他仍然是以舍己舍命的爱着教会。
He still used this sacrificing love to love the church.
所以，当我们面对不顺服的妻子的时候，我们该怎么办
？So when we are facing this disobedient wife, what do we do?
我就跟弟兄们讲。
And I told the brothers.
你要怎么办
？What do you do?
你要把他抱住。
You should embrace him.
你要跟他说。
You have to tell her.
我以永远的爱爱你。
I will use everlasting love to love you.
好不好
？Is that good?
弟兄们好不好吧？
Is that good, brothers?
弟兄们好像都没有什么表情。
You have no reaction.
但愿神帮助我们。
May the Lord help us.
顺服这个功课不容易学。
It's not easy to learn to be submissive.
对姐妹们是如此，对弟兄也是如此。
It's hard to the sisters, also as hard to the brothers.
我们需要神极大的怜悯。
We need the great mercy from our Lord.
以色列人在旷野里面。
The Israelites when they are in the wilderness.
我们看前面那么多的章节。
We see all these passages before them.
发怨言。
And they complained.
他们在旷野里面各样的恶行。
And they acted evilly in the desert.
拜偶像。
They worship idols.
付出了巨大的代价。
And they pay a great price.
在神极大的恩典当中，他们稍微有点回转。
In such a great grace of God, they turn around a little bit.
最后终于懂得了顺服。
They eventually they learn to be obedient.
这是神恩典的结果。
And this is the result from God's grace.
我们今天也要把自己摆在神的面前。
And today we have to put ourselves in front of God.
求神把这个品格建造在我们的身上。
And may God build these characters in us.
我们来祷告。
And let's have prayer.
主，我们这样的罪人活在你的面前。
Lord, we are such a sinner living before you.
求你可怜我们。
Please have mercy on us.
我们天生就没有顺服。
We are born without obedience.
但是顺服又是你定义向我们所要的。
But obedience is something in your will that you want from us.
主啊，求你可怜我们。
Please have mercy on us.
帮助我们。
Help us.
以极大的怜悯和恩惠来对待我们。
Give us your mercy and your grace.
我们在你面前存一个心志，说我们愿意。
We have this heart to come before you saying that we are willing.
求你把这个品荣耀的品格建造在我们的身上。
Please give us this glorious character in us.
唯愿你的名得荣耀。
So that your name can be glorified.
主，我们谢谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
求你听我们的祷告，是奉主耶稣基督宝贵的名。
May you hear our prayers in Christ Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.